Stand by for the Terry Saul Show in 5, roll tape, 4, cue Terry, 3, bring audio up, 2, stand by, 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's Terry Saul Show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule State Farm Insurance. Today's special guest is Chris Shipley from the Rapid Eye Institute. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, Terry. Thank you.
What is the Rapid Eye Institute?
Rapid Eye is a technology that's one of the leading treatments for PTSD, ADD, stress, and anxiety. It helps people to clear out blocked up emotions that build up in the brain. There's actually an ionic energy that builds up in your brain. If you're stuck in fight or flight and stress and anxiety and you don't sleep well, you don't go into REM sleep. That's what is
REM sleep?
REM sleep is a period of sleep where you actually dream and you blink your eyes and you clear emotions out of your body and you process everything that went on throughout the day. But if you do not go into REM sleep because you're stressed or stuck in fight or flight, those emotions, that ionic energy is going to build up and eventually start causing stress, anxiety, and could even drive you crazy at some point.
So REM sleep is very good for you then?
Yeah, REM sleep is a very, very good thing for you.
Do you go into REM sleep every night?
I don't know because I'm asleep. I don't remember.
Well, how
but if you wake up and
right, you're
stressed,
a wise guy here now. Okay. How do I know if I've gone through REM? How long does REM sleep take?
It only takes about a half an hour to 45 minutes.
Okay, and that's a deep sleep, right?
That's a deep sleep
without the wife snoring next to you,
right? And so with Rapid Eye, we actually simulate that REM sleep. We actually have you blink your eyes and move your eyes into different positions, and then we'll read different scripts and stuff, and it actually reproduces REM sleep plus one added benefit. You're conscious, so you can actually put in conscious affirmations into your brain at that point.
Okay, so can you make me go into REM sleep right now on the radio?
It's not putting you into REM sleep. It's just simulating it.
Okay.
So that you can get the same ionic release and you can process those emotions that you didn't process when you were stuck in fight or flight and didn't go into REM sleep.
Can you do that to me?
Sure. Okay.
Right, do it.
Look straight at me and blink your eyes.
Want my glasses on or off?
On is fine.
Okay.
Okay, and then just start moving back and forth.
Blink my eyes.
Blink your eyes and follow my finger back and forth. And then what we would do is we try to find some feeling that you're feeling. So you said you had some back pain.
Right.
Okay, so how does that make you feel?
My back still hurts. I've got a TENS unit on right now, so I'm getting that vibration in my back right now.
All right. But how does it make you feel that you have back pain?
It upsets me because I can't move like I would like to move.
Keep blinking.
I can't move like I would like to move, and I'm kind of restricted.
Okay, so if you could trade in feeling upset for a different feeling, what would you trade it in for?
For no pain at all. I'd be happy.
Okay, keep blinking. What you want to do is trade in upset for happy.
Okay.
Okay, so what I want you to do is just say, I trade in upset for happy. Keep blinking.
I trade upset in for happy.
Okay, I trade in being upset for happy.
I trade in being upset for happy.
And keep blinking. I trade in upset for being happy.
I trade upset for being happy.
Okay, now take a deep breath in and then release it. Put some sound into it, like in and release it. And drill in and release it. Okay, that's a rapid eye technique. That's just a little, emergency release technique.
Okay.
I'm actually going to teach you another one that is part of a BEST technique because I'm not the rapid eye expert over there. That's just where I work.
Okay.
I'm actually the BEST master in the place.
What is the BEST master?
BEST stands for Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique. It was developed by Dr. M.T. Mortar, who was the president of Parker Chiropractic and then Logan Chiropractic. So he's been a two-time president of a chiropractic college, and he invented his own way of releasing emotions and restoring the original design back to the human brain in the subconscious.
And a lot of chiropractors follow his way of treatment.
Yes, he's been doing this for about 35 to 40 years.
Yeah. A friend of mine who's a chiropractor here in town follows his treatment. Dr. Terry Hansen does his treatments.
Right. You know, and I trained with Dr. Mortar and his two sons, Dr. Ted Mortar and Dr. Tom Mortar.
Okay.
And I've been doing this for about 8 years. I'm elite master level in the BEST program, which is there's only one level higher than that, and that's master trainer.
Okay.
So what I do is I help people to restore their subconscious brain back to original design. a big part of that is removing unwanted emotional baggage, unwanted hypnotic suggestions that you build up throughout your life because, you know, through different types of organizations and indoctrinations and advertising, whatever, some subliminal and hypnotic suggestions have built up into the brain. And at some point, it starts to make it sluggish, just like if your brain is compared to a supercomputer. And if you get cookies and viruses in there, you know, you get a new computer, it runs really fast. But a couple of years later, you go, why does this darn thing run so slow? And you end up taking it to the computer guy and having him wipe it down and restoring back its original function programming so that the brain can now, so the computer can now function like it was when it was new. If you could do that to your human brain, wouldn't that be a great thing? If we could remove unwanted hypnotic subliminal suggestions, traumas that have been set into our body through some sort of body anchoring like an accident or maybe some traumatic experience or some abusive experience, those things get into the brain and they build up and they build up. And if we get stuck in a fight or flight mode and we never process that, we never release that, sooner or later, it starts to come out in the form of body pain and suffering.
So could that be, let's just say when I was, I don't know, I'll pick an age, and when I was 10 years old, I may have been in a car accident.
Right.
Maybe I got hurt, maybe I didn't get hurt, but 10 years or at 10 years old, that was some 50 years ago. Could I still be thinking about that in the back of my mind?
Right.
I don't realize I'm thinking about that?
Yeah, because the deal with the subconscious brain, it doesn't think like our conscious mind. Our conscious mind's where we think. In our subconscious, we mostly just run programs like it's a computer.
Okay.
And it has no concept of time. And so if something happened when you were 10 years old, if you're still thinking about it, it's happening right now inside your subconscious brain. So a really good example is that, Terry, if you were to imagine that you had a lemon in your hand, mm-hmm. and your listeners can do this too, and then imagine that you bite into that lemon. So go ahead. Smell it and then bite it.
And I'm biting into it, and all of a sudden I'm like,
right.
It's sour.
Right. Did you actually have a lemon in your hand?
No, of course not.
But did you get a response in your subconscious brain as if you had a lemon in your hand?
You saw me shake a little bit there a second ago. When I took this bite, I shook my, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So to your subconscious brain, you actually had a lemon in your hand because it saw you imagine it, and it doesn't have eyeballs. So if you think something or if you remember something, it's actually as if it's happening right now inside your subconscious brain. And therefore, you're going to be pumping hormones that are associated with you're salivating, you're puckering, you're getting ready to digest a lemon because you told your subconscious brain, I'm eating a lemon. And so it got your body ready to do that. Now, if you'd been a soldier, you've been to war, and you had traumatic experiences, or maybe you had a car accident, or maybe you had an abusive dad who slapped you around or whatever, and every time you think about that, it's as if it's happening again right now.
So how do you deprogram that from your mind then?
Okay, well, I'm going to show you it's a really simple, easy, hard body reset, okay?
Okay.
First of all, we need to understand that our conscious mind is way smaller than our subconscious brain. Our brain is maybe 10 times the size, physical size, and its computing power is maybe a million times more powerful. So what we have is our conscious mind, and we're thinking a thought, and we'd like to, like, for instance, your back pain, you'd like to feel, you know, happy, treated in this upset for happy, and just be calm and maybe let those muscles relax that's causing you back pain. But then there's this thing going on in your subconscious brain saying, yeah, but when I was 10 years old, I had this car wreck, and, you know, and it's really still happening in my brain because it has never been cleared. Those feelings have been buried alive, and they're still festering.
Okay. So let me change a little bit for you, Aunt Chris. The result of my back pain was in 1991. I was working for United Parcel Service, and I picked up a small box, not even 6 pounds, and my back went out. And at the time, they had me continue work the rest of the day, injured. And I've had 3 back surgeries since then. Mm-hmm. So that's what's causing my back pain, is every now and then I'll pick up something that I shouldn't be picking up, and all of a sudden, boom, I get that little tweak, and for a couple of days I'm in pain, which is what I'm going through right now. So are you telling me then that subconsciously that I relived that injury again?
Yeah, every time you thought about it, it's like you're reliving it. And so your body, just like with the lemon, is going to pump different kind of hormones and different kind of muscle groups. And all this stuff is going on, which is actually re-traumatizing you to go over that experience over and over. It's kind of like forcing you to relive it over and over and over again until we can go in and actually reset your brain back to original design to remove and clear the emotions behind what caused that accident in the very first place. Because you think that's when it started, but it may have started way earlier than that. That may have been like the result of an even earlier trauma in your mind that was just festering and going. And it may go back even, clear back even to your ancestors.
Really?
Yes.
How do you deprogram it? Okay. How do I deprogram my thinking of that?
Okay, so.
Because every time the wife says, let's go clean out the garage, I think, oh, there goes my back again.
Right. You know? Okay, so if you could just think it and have it happen, that would be great. But there's this built-in resistance in your brain to resist change.
Okay.
Because we don't want the programming messed with. We want this body to function, and its purpose is to survival is its purpose.
Okay.
Okay. It's not to be pain-free. It's not to be rich. It's not to be happy. The subconscious brain is designed to make you survive, and that's, you know, the primitive brain that's not the part that we think with, but the part that pumps our blood, makes our hormones, pumps our heart, creates new cells. We create like 2 million new cells a minute. It's an amazing machine, but it has a built-in resistance. It's called the reticulating activating system. It says, do not let this conscious thought into the subconscious brain and change it, because unfamiliar things are scary. We know how to survive with what's familiar, but we don't know how to survive with what's unfamiliar. So I'm going to help you with a hard body reset, which is going to get that conscious thought into your subconscious brain.
Right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to trigger all the neurons to fire simultaneously. And then we're going to think happy. Okay, so what I want you to do is make a fist with your hands, flex every muscle in your body, and hold your breath. And just think to yourself, happy, 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 and then just let it all go. And in effect, what you're doing is you're running every single neuron in your brain simultaneously, which is causing a diversion so that the reticulating activating system is like going, what's going on here? We're going warp 9 with no fuel. We're firing all circuits all at once. And at the same time, this thought happy actually got into your subconscious brain. And you actually feel a little bit lighter and brighter. And that was a hard body reset. That's just okay. A simple little thing. I call it blue face. Okay.
All right. Let's do it again. And this time, let's invite our listeners to do it at home at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. So talk us
make
through
a
we're
fist.
Gonna, we're sitting down. We're going to make a fist.
Flex all your muscles. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And just think a positive word like happy, 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 happy. And imagine happy is sliding right past your RAS into your subconscious brain and rewiring your brain to make you happy. And then as soon as you run out of air, just relax and let it all go. And what I usually find, especially if we do this in a group, like we just did with all you people, we actually kind of help each other to do this, and we all feel quite a bit brighter and happier. Okay, there's more advanced techniques that I do laying on a table where I lay you down, and I like move your legs back and forth, and I might touch you on places on your head or on your shoulders and such. And we work through all of your emotional baggage until your brain gets, you know, to a place where you feel lighter, brighter, happier, and all of your muscle groups come back online, and you just are more in a position to face your day and go about your life.
How do you know if you have emotional baggage or not? Does everybody have emotional baggage?
Well, sure.
At some point in their life?
Of course everyone has emotional baggage. And you're going to keep picking it up. But this is a way of processing what you had and training your body to not react to things that come along.
Okay, so real quick, because we're just about out of time on this segment here. What we just did, is that something that I should be doing or I could do every day of my life?
Absolutely.
Multiple times a day or just once a day? Or what do you think?
You can't do it too much.
Okay.
Okay. So
we're going to take a quick break here, Chris. As we come back with more with today's special guest, you're listening to The Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show, again, is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Today we are talking with Chris Shipley from the Rapid Eye Institute. And before we went on a break, you had me hard start. What did you call it?
Hard body reset.
Hard body restart, right?
Right.
All right. What did that do to me?
Okay, that got your conscious thought past the natural built-in resistance wall that's between your conscious thoughts and your subconscious brain, where you run your programming, where you make blood and hormones and that kind of stuff. It got past that natural resistance and got your happy thought into your subconscious brain. So now that'll start to rewire into your brain, and your life should start to become more happy. You should start to automatically attract happy situations and experiences into your life.
So if I'm having a bad day at work, the program director just came in here and says, your radio show sucks or something, and I'm just having this real miserable day, can I go into the other room and just by myself do this? Will that help me blow it off and move on?
Right, but you don't even need to go in the other room. Just do it right where you're at. Because
right in front of the guy?
Yeah, just, you know, well, maybe not, but in most situations, sure. You can just stay in your workstation. You can just stop, take a deep breath, make a fist, flex all your muscles, and happy, and then you feel a little bit brighter, and then you can go on your day.
Is the word happy the key word to say, or could you use the word shut up?
Yes, okay.
But that's a negative.
You can do negatives, but what you have to do is put the word complete in there. I'm going to complete negative. I'm going to complete shut up.
Okay.
I'm going to complete stress.
Shut up, you fool.
Yeah, I'm going to complete hearing experiences like that. I'm going to complete stress. I'm going to complete anxiety. I'm going to complete fear. And you can do that. You can say completing fear. And it actually takes, you know, imagine in your brain there was a container called fear. And if it's empty, it's going to attract things to fill it up. So it's going to attract experiences that bring you fear. But if it's full, it's not going to attract those experiences. If we complete a pattern we have going, and we all have patterns because we live rhythms and patterns, that's our life. So if we have a pattern that we keep running into people who are angry, or we keep having not enough money to do the bills, or we keep having people yell at us or whatever, or we keep getting depression, we can complete those things with this tool called Blue Face. We can complete fear, complete anger, complete frustration. And then we can go back to, well, what do I want? Now that I'm not focused on what I don't want anymore, what do I want? Well, I'd like enough money to pay my bills so I could complete having enough money. I could create having enough money to pay my bills, or create being loved, create feeling like I'm enough, create feeling or being whatever I want to do, knowing that I will start attracting experiences related to that now.
Okay, you said one word a few moments ago, but then you haven't addressed that. You said depression. If you're going through depression, and I'm assuming that we've all gone through some form of depression in our lives, especially in our adulthood, you always do. But if you are very depressed, how is this going to uplift you to get out of that? Or can it?
Well, we understand if we go back to what is actually causing the depression, you know, we may not even know.
Okay.
It might be an inherited pattern. It may have been your great-grandfather that was depressed, and it's just come down through your DNA, and you're just hardwired to feel depressed. This will complete the need to be depressed, even if it's that old, even if it's happened millions and millions of times. As you start focusing on, I'm going to complete depression, the brain is going to start rewiring so that it doesn't pump depression-like hormones into your blood. You know, our hypothalamus in our brain can create 1,500 different chemicals, and maybe many of those chemicals are hormones of different kinds.
Okay.
And depending on what we're thinking and feeling and what's going on, the brain gives us this magical mix of chemicals into our body that is perfect to facilitate us feeling what it is that it thinks we want. And if we keep running depression, it's like our body says, oh, you want to be depressed? Let me help you with that. I will pump chemicals into your body to depress you.
How do you know if you're depressed or not?
Somewhere you should gain an awareness that, you know what, I'm just not happy.
Okay.
Things aren't going well.
Something that
people
simple,
are responding to me in a way that's not very positive. I have body pain. I just feel terrible. I just feel like yuck. Feel like, what's the point? What's the use? Maybe I want to die. And you may not even label yourself as depressed, but you're going to get a lot of symptoms. You're going to realize that you're way off and something's really just not okay. The way you want it to be.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just saying you don't have to live like that. There are ways that you can start to help yourself with this blue face, or you could come in and see me in person, and which is like a much more powerful technique to, you know, to lay on my massage table and get your brain programmed back to original design. Because if you study how the body was made, you know, it created from a single cell into 50 trillion cells. There's got to be some sort of blueprint which managed all that, which tells this cell, you need to go be a heart, you need to go be a lung, you need to be a liver, and you guys all need to work together. And, oh, we don't have any blood yet. We need to start creating blood. We need veins. And so there's a blueprint, and there's this innate ability to create a body. And then as the body breaks down later in life, there are people who've seen miraculous healings of all kinds. At one point, I blacked out and was nearly dead for 2 days and had to have major surgery. And my wife, she had arthritis where she couldn't make fists with her hands and she couldn't walk and was practically in a wheelchair. This is how we got into this stuff, is we got really, really sick. And we had to come back from that somehow. So we went to doctors and we did their medicines, their protocols and whatever. And I love doctors and I love, you know, they saved my life. But we still weren't getting the results we wanted. So we kept looking farther and farther, and we tried vitamins. We got some relief there, but we kept looking farther. And when we finally found subconscious programming, and then we got huge changes and huge relief. My wife, she took a job at the post office and she threw boxes 12 hours a day. This is a woman who was like, couldn't even walk. And now she's running around and throwing boxes. We climbed a mountain called Mount Timpanogos. We got 9 hours up, 9 hours back.
Why?
Because it's there.
Because it's there.
Because we couldn't even hardly function, and now all of a sudden we are living life again. We're human again. We're you know, and that's what I offer to people. I know you're going through stuff. You're going through pain and suffering, and you think like there's no hope out there, and there is. There's a way to get your brain back online, clean out all the junk, all the stuff that you picked up, that your parents picked up, and your grandparents, and all the stuff as children. Children believe everything they're told for 7 years.
Right.
A lot of it, maybe not, it wasn't true. And something that's not true filed as truth in the brain is going to give you pain and suffering because it's not going to give you the results you want. Okay, so this is a way to get your brain back to original design, dehypnotize it, get rid of the subliminal messages, the hypnotic suggestions, and find peace, find joy, and find healing.
We're less than a minute out here on this break here, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about walking on fire.
Okay.
What the hell are you thinking?
All right.
And we'll get into that. I also want to talk to you about medications, too.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's guest, Chris Shipley. He is from the Rapid Eye Institute.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
We are back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host. Today we are talking with Chris Shipley. What is your exact title, Chris?
Elite Master Best Practitioner.
You put all that on a business card? Or you need a 2x4?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
When we were talking just before we left, we were talking a little bit about depression and how people will come to you. Have you ever had any real serious ones where you just thought, man, this person really needs some help?
Yes. I had a lady come to me one day and she goes, you know, my friends told me I should come see you.
Okay.
And
for what reason?
Well, she'd been in the Army and she was severely depressed. At one point, she was in a wheelchair for a while.
Hmm.
And she was just from depression. She was so depressed, she was actually unable to walk. She came to me and she goes, it's been about 5 years. It's never got any better. And I've decided to kill myself. I have a gun out in my car. My friend says that I should come see you. And if you can help me, great. But if you can't, which I don't think you can, I'm going to die tonight.
Oh, come on. Let's dump that on you.
Yeah.
First of all, what are you thinking?
Well, first of all, I've seen this turn around many, many times in the past. And so I'm thinking,
she was serious?
Oh, she was dead serious.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I just said, well, come and have a seat because I know I can help you.
And?
And we did. She left. She wasn't perfect when she left, but she was, at least
she's
had
breathing.
Hope.
And she's breathing.
She had hope that maybe life can get better.
Wow. Do you ever get any first responders that will come in and say, you know what, I've had a couple of bad calls. I just I need a little bit of help.
You know, I haven't had a first responder, but I've had many, many soldiers and people in that line of work. I've had some nurses who've been in ER who've dealt with that kind of stuff that I've been able to help. Yeah. So that's about the closest. You know, has an ambulance driver ever come in? No. But like I said, I have worked on ER nurses and such.
Wow. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. What are you thinking? You're walking on fire?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah, out of the Rapid Eye Institute, I am the licensed firewalk instructor. We just did one last Friday.
What is a firewalk?
Okay, firewalk is where you walk on red hot coals.
Why would you want to
barefoot.
Do that, Chris? Barefoot.
Barefoot.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, first of all, if you could do that and not feel any heat,
yeah.
not get burned,
yeah.
what else do you think is possible in your life? If something you thought was impossible actually turned out to be possible, where else are you limiting yourself?
Jump out of an airplane with a bunch of cloth on your back.
Right. Where else is fear blocked you? Did you not start that business? Did you not go in that relationship? Did you not go to that school? Did you not take that chance? Did you not go for it and follow your dreams because you were afraid? Because the fact is that over 97% of the people out there make most of the decisions based on some sort of fear, because the subconscious is programmed to stop us from doing the unfamiliar, to stop us from making change. It wants to keep us safe. And that's really good that we have a big, powerful part of our being saying it's important to stay safe. But when that limits us from following our dreams and doing what we want to do, that can be a problem. So if by walking on fire, and you know, we can train you how to walk on fire in as short as like 3 hours, we can prepare your mind that you'll be able to walk on that fire without getting burned, then you can open up and learn to do other things.
Have you ever done it?
Have I ever walked on fire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dozens of times.
What is it you're walking on? Well, I know it's fire.
That is a really good question,
actually.
You don't even know the answer to this question.
No, I don't.
The body is composed of about 50 trillion cells.
Right.
Each cell has mitochondria in it, which produces electricity. Okay? Each cell puts out about 1.4 volts of electricity. So we have over 50 trillion volts of electricity running through our body.
Okay.
When that is focused, it can create a force field around our body that is more powerful than fire. Okay, so we're actually walking on a shield of energy that we're projecting with our own mind that keeps us from being burned.
So you're saying mind over matter?
Yes. It's a real thing.
But you still didn't answer my question. What are you walking on?
Well,
are you walking on coals? Are you walking on
Oh, that's what you mean?
Yeah, what is it you're walking on?
Okay, I burned down cedar wood into coals about, you know, a half inch around.
Yeah.
And we spread them out. They're glowing red hot, which is about 1,000 degrees. And
that hurts just to think of it.
Well, it would if you were to actually get burned. But when you take that first step and you don't feel any heat, everything in your mind just shifts like, wow, my paradigm, my reality just totally changed. Things that I thought were impossible are actually possible, and now I can actually go out and do things that I thought I couldn't do.
So how far are you walking on this fire?
We walk 10 feet.
So it's 10 feet.
Yeah, so you're going to take 4 or 5 steps.
And then what do? Turn around and come back?
Yeah, if you want. I've had people walk back and forth 10 times.
Serious.
I've had people actually stomp the red coals out with their feet.
What is that doing to their feet?
Nothing.
Nothing at all to their feet?
No. No. So, you know, I don't want to scare people, but yeah.
You're scaring the hell out of me.
sometimes I'll throw fresh red coals straight out of the fire on the ground and people will stomp on them.
Really?
Yes.
What about somebody, in my case, I have neuropathy in my feet. So
right.
I have a lot of numbness in my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Could that help or hurt?
It will help if you're properly prepared and in your mind you know you can walk this fire in spite of the neuropathy, because you're not actually going to be walking on the coals. You're going to have a cushion of energy protecting you. And so it will actually make your brain focus clear down to your feet, and as you focus, it'll actually start opening up the circuits that are damaged in your feet that are causing neuropathy.
So you told me that I need about 3 hours worth of, training, I'll say convincing.
Yeah.
And at the end of that 3 hours, I'm going to say, okay, let's go ahead and try this, and be able to do it?
Right. So in your mind,
really,
you may still be afraid.
I guarantee you I would be.
And that's normal. But there's also your subconscious has this knowing, okay? Sometimes you just know things. Sometimes you don't. But when you get the knowing, even if your mental, your physical brain is still a little bit scared or nervous, there's this overriding knowing in your subconscious brain, which tells you, you can do this. You got this.
So it is all mind over matter.
It is all mind over matter.
What about injuries to your feet, though? I mean, you're still walking on these red hot coals. Is that doing any kind of damage to your feet at all?
No.
How could it not?
Well, because you have a cushion of energy insulating you.
Okay.
Now, if you actually walked on red hot coals without this cushion of energy, you'd get badly burnt. And there are many, many people in firewalking who've been injured. For instance, Tony Robbins had a big event with about 5,000 people, and 28 people went to the hospital. I say they were improperly prepared, maybe, because I've never had anyone injured more than just maybe even a tiny little blister, and we just call it being kissed by the fire. If you get one tiny little blister, just be grateful for that.
How many people have you done this for?
Hundreds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And where is this done at? Is it someone's backyard, or
we have a fire pit out at the Rapid Eye Institute where we do this.
How often do they do it?
Depends on when we have enough group people. We have one big retreat every spring where we do like 30, 40 people at a time.
Right.
And then I just have a whole smaller ones. Like the one last weekend, we had like 10 people too.
What does it cost to walk on fire?
It costs $100 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's life-changing. It's so life-changing because it's a way to shut down the fear centers in your brain so that you can actually get out there and go for your dreams and be what you want to be and do what you want to do.
How did you first get into that? And when somebody came up to you and says, hey, Chris, we're going to show you how to walk on fire. What were you thinking?
That's a real funny story because I says, well, you might, but I'm not going
exactly.
to.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking right now.
But I ain't going to do that. Yeah. Okay. But by the time I went through the training class, I had that knowing. And then, but still there was that fear. So then I took that first step. And when I felt no heat, something in me just went, oh my gosh, this is real. And I took another step and I walked clear across. And then I turned around and says, can I do that again? And then I did it again. And then I did it again. I walked three times that night. And I'm just like, my whole brain is going crazy. And on my third time across, the firewalk instructor goes, smash him out. I said, are you serious? He goes, smash him out. You can do it. And so I started squishing 1,000-degree red-hot coals with my heel, just grinding them out like you would a cigarette. And at that point, I was done.
You think?
My feet started to sweat, and I lost my trance, and I was just like, okay.
So when you do this fire walk, you're going to go these 10 feet walking across these coals. You're straight, right? You're not on any kind of medication. You're not on any kind of alcohol.
Oh, we definitely want you not on any kind of alcohol or drugs.
So you're completely
we
sober.
We want your brain focused and functioning.
So you're working on your brain, okay? Mm-hmm. As an instructor, how do you know when someone's ready? Have you ever had somebody where you think, I just don't think they're ready yet for this?
They know themselves. I coach them and do not do this unless you get the knowing. When you get the knowing, you're good to go. And so they'll stand up. And then we actually, there's different things you can do to get your vibration, get your pump up your energy. And we actually help each other. So you're not all alone doing this. You have a whole group cheering you on. Just like if you've ever been in sports and you have the whole crowd giving you their energy.
Right.
The home court advantage is a huge advantage because of all that positive energy coming at you. That's the same way with this. The whole group's sitting there cheering you on and they're helping you. And wow, when you do that, it's the biggest celebration, especially if someone, I had a girl recently, she's been for 3 years in a row and she's never walked and she finally walked the first time. And you wouldn't believe the celebration and the excitement and the look in her eyes like, it took me 3 years, but I finally got to where I can walk this fire.
Have you ever had any go the other direction where it just didn't work for them?
Oh yeah, there's people who stand at the line and then walk away, but that's good. Because they trust their inner guidance system. They trust their knowing, and their knowing was, this is not my fire. See, I had a girl the other night who, she's walked 14 fires in a row, and she walks up to the line, and she goes, I'm getting a no. And my inner guidance system is saying, this is not your fire. And she had to walk away from the line.
Really?
Yes. And so maybe there was something in her life she needed, was raw, that was coming up, some emotion or something that was she was processing. And for some reason, her brain, her subconscious brain is feeding her the message that, you know what, it's best for you to not do this tonight. And so it's really a good training in that, too. If people learn to know when to move forward and when not, that's also good training.
We need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. More with our guest, Chris Shipley, from the Rapid Eye Institute in just a moment.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back. We are back with our final few minutes of today's show. Our guest has been Chris Shipley from the Rapid Eye Institute, and we were just talking a little bit about firewalking. Is that safe for children?
No, but I've had 8-year-olds walk fire.
Really?
Yes.
How many sessions does it really take before you start seeing some results?
Sometimes you'll see results on the very first session.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I really love to work with people who have stress, anxiety, depression, ADD, ADHD, this kind of stuff, because mm-hmm. they get results rather quickly. I've worked with some other issues, like maybe, you know, cancer patients or dementia, that, you know, we'll go like 10, 11, 12 treatments before they really start to see much change. Dr. Mortar always made the claim, and this is after doing clinical research for 40 years. He says, best works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. Maybe it doesn't completely take them where they want to be, but they will see some change. Every last person is wired the same in the subconscious. So when you go with this technique, every single person will see some change. And so I wanted to tell the story of like this crack baby that I worked. This woman was high on crack cocaine, and she got arrested. And in prison, she gave birth to a baby. She was high when she gave birth. And the baby was so wired and so stuck in fight or flight that it cried straight for 3 days. And the doctors said, this baby is going to die. They wrote it off. And the grandmother calls me, says, will you work on this baby because it's going to die? And it's my granddaughter. And I says, I will. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll give it a shot. I worked on this baby, flipped her, you know, energy circuits back on and helped her relax. And this baby fell asleep in 15 minutes after I worked on her. And she slept for 2 days. And when
no
she woke
kidding.
Up, she was okay.
How do you work on an infant?
They're all wired the same. A lot of it's done with the power of the mind, with intention. You know, we have this huge energy field, and they have an energy field. And when I merge with someone, then it's easier. You know, whenever you and I get close together, our energy just naturally starts to merge together.
Okay.
And that's why some people you feel kind of icky around, and other people you're just really excited to see, is because maybe their frequency isn't quite a match to yours, and maybe this person's is, and you just feel more comfortable with these people than you do with those people. Okay, but when I merge with someone, then I actually had to do a lot of it with just inside my mind, but whatever. But it worked, and this baby actually fell asleep and was just fine. I worked on a lady who had migraines for 50 years. And as I worked on her, I had the thought come in my mind that maybe she had some sort of sexual abuse as a child. And I asked her, and she said, no, I don't remember any such thing. But then I just continued to work on her, and about 3 minutes later, her eyes popped open, and she goes, wow, I just got a memory back. How did you know? And I said, well, I just had this feeling that this is what had happened to you. And she goes, I just remembered that I was sexually abused by my grandfather at age 5, and it was so horrific that I blocked the memory.
For all those years.
But she was having migraines for 50 years.
Right.
As soon as we opened up that door and remembered it, and then I walked her through steps of forgiveness to be grateful for what happened and to forgive her grandfather, the migraines stopped completely.
No kidding.
Yes.
What are some of the side effects?
The side effects? There's really no side effects. You might feel a little bit of anxiety or stress or physical pain temporarily for a few minutes as your circuits open up. It's similar to like if your legs fall asleep and you stand up. As the energy starts to flow back into your legs, you might get a little bit of pain for a minute, but then it's gone. Okay, there's no damage to your body. There's no serious side effects. You might have a little discomfort here and there, and usually the people feel brighter and lighter and happier as they leave my office. I've never really had anybody have worse pain.
Mm-hmm. So how often should somebody come in to have a session with you?
Well, to get your brain programmed back to normal original design and deprogram the hypnosis, hypnotic suggestion, subliminal message, emotional baggage, to try to get that stuff out of your brain usually takes about 15 sessions. It may take more in extreme cases, but I like people to commit to 15. And I have a special. It's $100 a session, and I'll knock $500 off that if they buy the whole package. And I do this for this reason, because after two or three, people get feeling like, I'm okay now. Mm-hmm. And then they stop, and then they're not okay yet. And so then the old patterns come back, and then they say, oh, gee, it didn't work. But if they go clear through the 15 sessions, it did work. It's just that there's the brain is like a supercomputer, and it has this accident you tell me about where you hurt your back. Every time you think about that, it's like throwing a duplicate file in there. Okay, and then they get piled up in layers, and we start peeling back the layers, and we start clearing stuff out. And then when one of the old layers comes up and the pain comes back, it's real easy to think, oh, it came back. A perfect example is that as a man came to me and he says, my back hurts really bad. I sell cars for a living, and I'm stuck at the $1,500 level. I can't ever get past $1,500 no matter how hard I try. I said, well, let's work on you. I worked on him for like three sessions, like $300. He came back to me and he said, I made $3,000 this month. I said, oh, well, okay. It's already paid for itself. He goes, and my back quit hurting. I says, great. And he says, so thanks. I says, well, aren't you going to do more? He goes, no, I got what I wanted. I'm out of here. So he leaves. And he comes back about 3 months later. I said, how are things going? He goes, well, I'm still making $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Thanks for that, but my back's hurting again. I said, why didn't you come back? He goes, because it didn't work. And I'm like, hello, you saw the financial results, and your back pain did go away, but then later it came back. Why didn't you just come back and get rid of those additional layers that came up? But see, in his mind, it didn't work, so he didn't come back. So that's why I say you really need to commit to a certain amount of treatments, or you're going to think you're okay, and then you're going to think it didn't work when the stuff comes back.
So when you're doing a treatment here with our last 2.5 minutes we have here on today's show, are you like a chiropractor? Are you manipulating people's backs and adjusting them? Or?
Oh, heavens no. No, I don't problem crack people.
So what are you doing with people when you say you're a treatment?
Okay, so when you lay down, you go into rest mode.
Okay.
And the word for that is, parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
And when you stand up, you go into go mode, which is more of a sympathetic nervous system function. When you get stuck in fight or flight, you get stuck in sympathetic dominance. Even if you lay down, your feet are all froze up and so on. You're just still in a stress mode. Well, I just gently move your legs back and forth, which acts like a washing machine in the brain. Okay, if you physically move your own legs, doesn't work. Someone else has to physically move your legs because the passive motion uses a whole different set of nervous system than active motion, uses passive muscle groups. So that acts like a washing machine in the brain. It starts to process emotions and organize and put stuff back. And then I have some other little things that I do to anchor that new programming into the body. And we do this for about an hour at a time. Clearing and completing and creating the life that you want and get rid of the patterns that you don't want. And it's just a really beautiful restoration of their brain back to its original design, removing hypnotic suggestions, subliminal messages, which, when they build up, they drive you crazy, gets you back down to your original self, your normal self, so that you can start creating the life of your dreams instead of reliving the old patterns from the past.
We are just about out of time, Chris. First of all, would you come back? I have 1,000 more questions I can ask you.
I'll come back anytime, too.
All righty. Do you have a website or a Facebook page that you
I do have a Facebook page. It's called The Best Advantage, or another page under my name, Chris Shipley.
Okay.
You can go to.
Is there a phone number?
There's a phone number, 435-256-0639, and that is my cell phone. If I don't answer, leave me a text or a voicemail, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, again, that phone number is 435-256-0639. Chris Shipley has been our guest, and gosh, my back doesn't hurt as much right now. I'm feeling better already.
That's wonderful.
All righty. Chris, thank you again, my friend, and we'll hope to talk to you real soon.
Okay.
Today's guest is Chris Shipley from the Rapid Eye Institute. Again, their phone number is 435-256-0639. That's 435-256-0639. We are just about out of time for today's show. Remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and a replay Sundays at 11 a.m. here on Salem's original radio station, KSLM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show or would like to hear any of my shows, you can always hear a podcast on our official KSLM website at www.kslm.news or on my official website at www.terrysaul.com. If you would like to drop me a note, I would love to hear from you. My email address is terry@kslm.news. We'll see you next time. Take care and be safe.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Holmes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.